This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Minerva Reyes. Date of birth, September the 4th, 1959. Case ID number is 686-5888. Duration of exam. Date of exam, August the 10th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 4/25/23 and a report from Texas Digest Specialist dated 4/6/2023. Identifying information, this is a 64-year-old married female with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of kidney disease, colon, and colon pain / bilateral stomach pain and abdominal pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in May of 2022, where she worked in the maintenance department for an apartment complex for 5 years. She was also a property manager for 20 years. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house and is not receiving disability benefits, but she does receive her Social Security check at this time. Allegations number one, kidney disease. Number two, colon pain / left and right flank abdominal pain, along with gastritis. History of allegations, number one, kidney disease. The claimant states that in May of 2020, she was diagnosed in Mexico with severe bilateral urolithiasis that needed immediate surgery in May of 2020. She has been told that she has normal renal function and states that the bilateral stones were broken up by bilateral lithotripsy. At the present time, she is doing well and she is presently on no antibiotics and her condition appears to be stable. Allegation number two, bilateral abdominal pain, gastritis, and history of hiatal hernia. The claimant states that in 2008, she was diagnosed with gastritis, a benign adenoma of the colon, hiatal hernia, and duodenitis. She states the character of her abdominal pain is a cramping pain located mostly in the left lower quadrant area and then the epigastric area. She states that she has severe heartburn that radiates up to her throat and can last for approximately a whole day. She states it's a pain that she has at least once a week. The associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea 2 times per week, constipation, melena, and weakness. She denies any hematemesis. The claimant denies any weight loss in the past year. She is food intolerant to spicy foods, especially with foods with chili in it, wheat, and greasy foods. She was diagnosed with gastritis, esophagitis, small hiatal hernia, duodenitis, and history of benign colon adenoma, which was removed surgically. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. She is presently taking Nexium 40 milligrams QD and Tums 2 tablets QHS. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk 1 block, stand for 15 minutes, climb 1 flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to sweep at this time. She has no assistive devices, and she has seen a Dr. Jose Sanchez at the La Feria Clinic. At the present time, she is on acetaminophen with codeine number 3-1-POQID for pain, naproxen 500 milligrams BID, and Tylenol 500 milligrams QID PRN for pain. She states she does very little physical activity. The claimant's daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, but not doing any other exercise. Family history is positive for a history of colon cancer in the family. Medications: rosuvastatin 20 milligrams QD, acetaminophen with codeine number 3-1-POQID, sucralfate 1 gram TID, naproxen 500 milligrams BID, Tylenol 500 milligrams QID. Nexium 40 milligrums QD, Tums 2 tablets, PRN is needed for heartburn, Caltrate 600 plus D QD. The claimant presently states her condition is stable. Medical problems: hypercholesterolemia, comma, history of hemorrhoid disease, comma, history of bilateral kidney urolithiasis, comma, osteopenia, comma, history of Helicobacter pylori, comma, history of colon polyp adenoma, which was benign, chronic constipation, comma, chronic gastritis, comma. Small hiatal hernia, comma, which is diaphragmatic, osteoarthritis, comma. Major surgeries: hysterectomy, partial in 1998, kidney stones with lithotripsy performed bilaterally. Social history: the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol: the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 143 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 2.5 inches, BP 153 over 96 mmHg, heart rate, 81 beats per minute, respiration, 15 respirations per minute, BMI 26. General. This is a 64-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to cerebellar, oh, I'm sorry, cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms of the abdomen and the lower legs. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees, and in the supine position it was 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion, but slightly decreased strength of both knees. The claimant is able to flex at 120 degrees. The claimant did have difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. She did not present with an assistive device, but may need one in the near future. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves, tooth to throw were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but there are some muscle spasms noted of the lower extremity. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas. Fine index or finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction. Of the abdomen, where the claimant suffers from gastritis and duodenitis. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with some difficulty. There is mildly abnormal grip strength at plus 4 over 5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or minor limitations in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to generalized weakness of the lower extremities and a history of abdominal pain. Allegation, probable diagnoses, number one, kidney problems secondary to a history of bilateral urolithiasis, which has been treated with lithotripsy. The claimant's condition has resolved, and she appears to be doing fairly well at this time. Number two, abdominal pain secondary to duodenitis, gastritis, and hiatal hernia is being treated at this time. The claimant does appear to have tenderness in her abdomen. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Minerva Reyes.